And welcome back to Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. Like I mentioned, live music this week, Johnny Campbell, yes, brother of Jimmy, came by and along with his wife Whitney played a bunch of songs for us. This is actually part two, really, because I don't mention it too often, but I have a 3-hour long show that's not just bluegrass, it's a whole bunch of other stuff as well, called Out of the Woods. And the first 40 minutes of this visit aired on there last week. So if you want to check that out, you'll have to probably go over to my Facebook page and find the link over there. If you look for Out of the Woods Radio, you will find it. Check it out. And it probably aired on all the same stations where you hear this, but you might not have known about it. So go and follow up with that. This segment features 3 songs. It comes in just under 20 minutes, and they're all different from what you heard on the other show. So we're going to get right to it right now. Johnny Campbell, along with Whitney, on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jonathan.
We've got Johnny and Whitney Campbell here with you. Turn their vocal up so you can hear
it. It's good
them.
To be here.
Thanks
in
for
beautiful
having
beautiful New Hampshire.
Thanks for having us on the show, Jonathan.
Absolutely. Two-fifths of the Bluegrass Drifters.
Two-fifths of the Bluegrass
yes.
Drifters. We have the other three joining us here in a couple days for our first show up here In Boston.
At Loretta's Last Call. And this originally started out as a family trip to see. Johnny said, we've been married for 3 years and I haven't met any of your family besides your mom and dad and your brother. So I said, okay, they're all in the Northeast. Let's go. And we ended up getting more shows than family visits. So now we're having to squeeze the family visits into the tour. But we're trying to make it all work.
So we happened to see Whitney's aunt and uncle last night and stayed there in
Amherst,
New Hampshire.
Yep.
And we're going to stay there again tonight.
Very nice. Very nice. Yes, a town I know well from my own youth. Yes. So you guys are all over the place. You have quite a story. I believe you're from Colorado originally, aren't you, Whitney?
I am from Colorado. I grew up in Colorado and then moved out to California for about 25 plus years. And then Johnny and I met at a bluegrass festival. What a surprise. And he gave me a sip of moonshine. And I woke up the next morning with this rock on my finger, and he says, it's all perfectly legal in the state of Tennessee.
That ain't how it went.
And, well, I let the truth get in the way of a good story, right?
And, Johnny, you were saying you were originally from Michigan.
Yeah, by way of Kentucky. My dad was born and raised in Kentucky, and he moved up. His parents moved him up to Michigan, I guess around late 50s or early 60s, but probably I think more of the late 50s, and to work in the car plants. My dad's parents both went to work at Chrysler in Detroit, and so then I was born and raised just outside of Detroit in a little town called Ypsilanti. And back then, Ypsilanti was called Ipsitucky, because there was so many Southerners moved up, that was moving up there to work in the car plants.
Ah, okay. And then California, and now you guys are in Nashville.
Yeah, I started working in the pipe fitting trade quite a few years ago, and then I traveled around for many years working jobs, and then kind of settled in the Bay Area. The pay scale was, some of the highest in the country, and then also there was quite a bit of bluegrass around the Bay Area, with Strawberry Music Festival in Grass Valley and a lot of little smaller festivals in between.
I was actually reading one article, and there must have been a failure to communicate. You were listed in the article as being a union typesetter.
That's good. That's good.
I like that, a union typesetter.
I believe they meant pipe fitter.
Yes.
Yes. I was going to say typesetting. Yeah, that's a good field to get out of these days. There's not a whole lot of
setting. I mean,
right, the decline of newspapers is...
most people sit when they type. I'm a master typesetter. Sitter.
I just want to play... we could do I Love Nobody But You. We are You Are the One. We put a couple of Jim and Jesse songs on this CD and a couple of Jimmy Martins. What about like...
another one?
No.
We'll have to get you to do a Kenny Baker before you leave.
Yes, absolutely. That was one of my biggest heroes. He was the best.
Let's do like 2 o'clock in the morning. Let's get ripping fiddle tune.
Okay.
called 2 o'clock in the morning. It's a Kenny Baker tune.
It's Paul Warren's.
Tune.
I learned it from my brother, and he learned it from the great Paul Warren, the fiddler for Flat and Scruggs. And it's called 2 o'clock in the morning.
Fun one.
Yeah.
We need to play that more.
Yeah.
You have 3 albums out. We haven't mentioned a website yet where you can go pick these up or anything. We should probably do that.
Well, all our albums are available. We do have 4 albums. We had the first band album,
right.
So we have a total of 4 now. But they're all available at CD Baby, you know, which is the classic place to find things. Also, mine are available at Bandcamp, so whitneycampbell.bandcamp.com. But CD Baby is probably the most easy, general place to get that. I believe it. They're all available now, even on Amazon or iTunes, because that's the partner program. So all else fails, just call us, and we'll send you one.
Or
go to our website, which is thebluegrassdrifters.com. And we're pretty good about posting all our upcoming shows and events, and we're on Facebook at Johnny Campbell and the Bluegrass Drifters. We encourage cyber stalking. In fact, we actually have one of our funnest promotion items is a Johnny Campbell bobblehead. And a lot of people like to get the bobblehead and take it on vacation with them. And they take pictures of where their bobblehead is, you know, at ball games and down in Georgia. Or where's the farthest place? I think down in Aruba is the farthest our Johnny Campbell bobblehead has traveled. And so if you out there in Cyberland have a Johnny Campbell bobblehead, please send us your picture. Post it on our Facebook page. It's most welcome. And if you need Johnny Campbell bobblehead, just check us out on the website at thebluegrassdrifters.com and get your own Johnny Campbell bobblehead.
I'm going to have to get some Johnny Campbell swag, I think.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a Johnny Campbell bobblehead.
No home is complete without one.
I answer anything just the way you want. Johnny, do you want to play another fiddle tune?
Yes.
Yep, yes, yes.
If you can only see what you hear. So you got any more hardcore bluegrass in you there?
Yeah,
what
always.
What you got there? What's your favorite hardcore bluegrass?
Do you want to maybe try one off for our newest album?
We do Down Brown Eyes.
This is one on our latest album that we recorded about 6 months or 8 months ago, and actually haven't done most of them since then. So. Ah.
my little darling, don't cry. You're my little darling, brown eye. You're mine to love all the time. You're my little darling. I watch the stars in the sky. The break of dawn, the hills of home. You're my little darling, you're mine. My little darling, don't cry. You're my little darling.
You're going to end it before.
All right. Johnny Campbell along with Whitney Campbell here on the show. Nice. All right.
There's another verse. Yeah, right. That's why.
I've come back, little darling. It's the third verse.
We're just relaxing, you know? It's all good.
Yeah, so, I mean, it starts turning into work if you have to think.
That's right. I don't get paid for what I'm doing, so, you know.
Yeah, we don't really feel like we get paid for what we're doing here. We're really lucky to have, when we moved to Nashville, we bought a fixer-upper house. And it's very much so a fixer-upper house, but we paid cash for it. And so that's how we can afford to play bluegrass. Because we just work on the house when we can. And
rent our the bus
rent out the tour bus in the backyard for guests that come through. And we have a big, huge vegetable garden that we try to get as much produce out of. And we got the bunnies for fertilizer, and I was just telling on the break, we didn't think we were going to get chickens this year because we're just too busy. And a friend came over and said, I got a friend that's giving away chickens and a coop on wheels. So he said, oh, can't resist that. So now we have chickens.
The coop on wheels sold it.
The coop on wheels, that's what did it.
Well, like I was saying before, I was watching all the YouTube videos. And what is it, a Kickstarter video? Is that what it was originally intended as? Mm-hmm. If you go on YouTube and look up Johnny Campbell and the Bluegrass Drifters, one of the selections you'll find is the Kickstarter. And you'll get to see the Pickin' Palace or Parlor or whatever you're calling it.
Campbell's Pickin' Parlor.
Campbell's Pickin' Parlor and all the pets. You get to meet the cats and the rabbits, and you even get to see Johnny chase one around the yard.
In my suit?
In his suit, yeah, all decked out. And you get to see the bobblehead a little bit, or is that the other one? I know there's one where you have a laser gun, evidently, in the bus, and you're shooting cars off the highway.
Well, we were in a hurry to get to that gig.
So we had to break out with our laser app.
Very interesting. Definitely worth checking
out.
Don't
try that at home. That was all...
That's only for professionals.
Yeah, only professional laser shooters.
Watching that video gave me a good idea of what to expect today, so I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah, and quite often we don't let the bunnies out much anymore. But when we for the first year or so when we had them, we tried to let them out, and we'd be ready for a gig, you know, getting ready to leave. So Whitney and I would be all dressed up, and she'd say, Johnny, did you put the bunnies away? And I'm like, no, shoot. So we'd be out there literally with our, you know, with our dress clothes on, and I'm jumping fences trying to run around to catch the bunnies to put them away, to hurry up and go to our gig. So,
day in the life of the Campbells.
Yeah.
Campbell's Farm.
We actually just had a fan send us a message through our website or through our Facebook, wanting to know how they get to Campbell's Pickin' Parlor, and what time we're open and such. You know, they wanted to know our hours. And of course, the Campbell Pickin' Parlor is just our house.
And it's pretty much always open, but we usually like a little bit of notice before you show up. Or just show up, I suppose. Oh, you want to do one more? Rock Hearts?
Well, the kids just got off the bus. They're walking by right there.
I gotta remember how to play it. I don't play it on the guitar. We play it in A though.
Yeah, but when you have cable on. So here's another one off our latest album that you can get on our website, thebluegrassdrifters.com, or through CD Baby, and it's called, it's an old Jimmy Martin classic called Rock Hearts. Rock Hearts are brave.
Rock Hearts are brave.
Believe it, my dear.
Believe it, my dear.
And yours will break.
And yours will break.
Into our fear.
Into our fear.
And when it does, dear, don't run to me, 'cause it will be too late, you see. Why did you break my heart and run it down? Why did you spread the news all over town? Heart of rock, rock hearts are brave.
Rock hearts are brave.
Believe it, my dear.
Believe it, my dear.
And yours will break.
And yours will break.
Into my fear.
Into my fear.
And when it does, dear, don't run to me, 'cause it will be too late, you see. Another new love you haven't found. You only handed me back a block I had around. Your heart of rock, rock hearts are brave.
Rock hearts are brave.
Believe it, my dear.
Believe it, my dear.
And yours will break.
And yours will break.
Into our fear.
Into our fear.
And when it does, dear, don't run to me, 'cause it will be too late, you see.
Johnny and Whitney Campbell for you once again. Yeah, all right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much, Jonathan. Thanks for having us on the show.
Absolutely, and have fun down the road. You guys are going to be, well, it'll be past by the time people hear this, but have fun down in Boston. And,
we appreciate it. We've got a three-week trip coming up in July. Between July 7th and the 25th, we're heading out from Nashville through St. Louis, Kansas City, Manhattan, Kansas, and then all throughout Colorado, and we're going to end up at Rocky Grass, where we intend on entering the band competition and winning the band competition. So hopefully,
you can check out our schedule, our calendar on thebluegrassdrifters.com, and if you can find a show that we play at near you, please come out and see us. Like Whitney said, in July we have a 3-week tour out to Colorado, so please come out and see us.
That's right, and if you're looking for a vacation destination, there's always the bus.
That's right, or just our living room floor. You know, we take strays in all the time.
All right, thanks again.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
All right, and we are back here on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. That was a lot of fun. And like I mentioned before, the other 40 minutes of what they played for us appeared on Out of the Woods, which is my other program, and you can check that out if you go over to the Facebook page and look for it. It was the show that aired on June 20th, has the date of June 20th, aired that entire week, so you can check that out there. All right, we're going to play one now, brand new from the Feinberg Brothers from Long Island, New York, of all places, and here's one called I Do on Music for the Mountain.
Who's got a brand new broken heart? I do, I do, I do. Who's gotta make a brand new start? I do, I do, I do. I'm stuck in a world full of lonesome. She left me all beat up and broken and blue. I'm missing her love and then some, remembering the love we once knew. Who's got a brand new broken heart? I do, I do, I do.
She's giving her heart to another. They're living it up out on the town. It didn't take her long to discover my world has been turned upside down.
Who's got a brand new broken heart? I do, I do, I do. Now someone left me here to cry, and with each day that passes by, I'm found here alone and blue, cause someone took my place with you. In days to come, I know you'll find when you've left me here behind. Someday I'm sure that you will find you wrecked your life as well as mine. When it's too late to make amends, I'm sure you'll pay the price and then. Now you'll be there alone and blue, cause someone took my place with you.
Mm-hmm. Now someone left me at a crime, and with each day that passes by, now I'm found here alone and blue, 'cause someone took my place with you. Well, I was born down in the Southland 20-some-odd years ago. I ran away for the first time when I was only 4 years old. I'm a free-born man, born my homies on my back. I know every inch of the highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
Vintage Tony Rice wrapping things up for you this week on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. Freeborn Man, of course. Flatten Squirks before that. And we heard Someone Took My Place With You. And brand new stuff started us off there. The Feinberg Brothers self-titled release. We heard I Do. Definitely going to be one of my new favorites. I like those guys. Something else. All right, well, we'll do it all again next time. Don't be a stranger. Send some email, bluegrassmountain@aol.com. Check out the Facebook page out there, Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. And also check out Out of the Woods if you want to see hear the rest of the Johnny Campbell interview and what they played and stuff. We'll do it all again next time. Be safe out there and come on back.
Y'all come. Y'all come, oh, you all come, just when you can. Y'all come, y'all come, oh, you all come.